was tall, dark, and handsome. My palm started sweating immediately, and I fumbled the scissors and thought to myself, how am I supposed to cut straight and think of something to say to him? He agreed to this, though, and proceeded to the blender, where he made a smoothie with an entire Czechoslovakian family's rations worth of bananas. Vegan ultra runner, and I didn't know the first thing about being vegan, but I did fortuitously know a little bit about running. I had just finished my first marathon, and while it paled in comparison to the Leadville 100, it was enough to get his phone number. So a few days later, I had him over for dinner. We made sweet potato, black bean quinoa burritos, and as we sat at the kitchen table, I learned that he had been vegan for 15 years and was one of the most compassionate people on the planet. He had love tattooed on his forearm in vegan ink. Who knew that was a thing? And we shared values of health and fitness, but I had never before considered what I ate, really, or where my food came from. I thought, though, if this guy could run 100 miles on bananas, he must be on something. A week later, I went home for Christmas, and I was preparing our traditional Christmas Eve meal in the kitchen with my mom. We were making steak, crab, and cream cheese fondue, and my favorite Caesar salad. And my mom and I don't particularly get along well in the kitchen. Neither of us can do anything right when we're in there together. But tensions were especially high this year, and it was because there was more going on for me. I felt conflicted. I really wanted to enjoy this incredible family tradition, this meal with what was something I had like looked forward to almost every year of my life. And this year, for the first time, I felt guilty about what I was cooking. I went back to Salt Lake and emptied out my fridge and freezer, pawned off my animal products on my roommates, and on New Year's Day, 2013, I quit cold turkey. No vegetarian transition, straight to vegan. But only my diet. I didn't know at the time that true veganism was actually a lifestyle, and I wasn't ready yet to part with the sentimental items I was attached with, like my grandpa's wool flannel, my Aunt Katie's leather belt, and my favorite down vest. But when it did come time to buy some new boots, rest assured, they were vegan. I searched high and low for the perfect pair, and eventually they started falling apart, as you can see. Leather probably would have lasted longer. But my body started falling apart too. Dizziness and fatigue set in. I ran the Moab Trail Marathon every fall for 5 years, and my times got slower. But I started skate skiing, and I raced in the Boulder Mountain Tour in Sun Valley multiple years, and eventually, I improved my time. So much so, in fact, that I won the overall most improved award. But it wasn't because I actually got much better at skate skiing. It was because I finally corrected my iron deficient anemia. I supplemented with ferrous sulfate, much to the dismay of my roommate, who recommended liver, but she only had her PhD in nutrition. I don't know what she So why did I keep doing it? It was hard physically. It was really hard socially. I hated turning down food that people offered me, especially my sweet grandma's cooking. I would take that back if I could. And, well, I kept with it because I care deeply about our planet, and I felt deep despair about the climate crisis, and eating vegan helps me feel like I'm doing something. But I stayed principled for a few years, and then I have a secret. I've cheated. Just a few times. And minor offenses like eggs. What else are you supposed to eat while you're traveling for breakfast? Until this summer. It was a beautiful summer evening. I was sitting in the yard at Colin's house. The sun was beaming through the trees, and the most intoxicating smell came from the grill. It wasn't from the veggies. Minutes later, my biggest secret, I went all the way. I silently thanked the animal, and I took a bite of the most delicious, tender, juicy, incredible steak. And it was amazing. How, well, yes, again, thanks to the influence of an incredibly attractive man. That's beside the point. I was swept away and my mind was operating in a different level. Pleasure overrode the inner critic that normally holds me back. But I didn't think much about it in the moment. It was the next morning, I was standing in my kitchen pondering what to have for breakfast the next day, and thinking back on the night before, I just felt a sense of relief, like the weight of vegan responsibility had been lifted from my shoulders. Later told me they were hard-boiled. I settled for pancakes, and as I sat there pouring the syrup, I wondered, what now? Like, will all the other true vegans and vegetarians out there shun me? What do I tell my friends and family who care to consider my diet? I don't know. What do I eat? I don't know the answers, but I do know that connecting with someone over a shared meal is now more important to me than the contents of the meal. Oh.